Hello everyone and welcome to episode 7 of Tibble Nibbles, where we go to Nanban. So Nanban is a Japanese soul food place down in Brixton. Went there in a group, actually not on a deal. You got a really good write-up from my friends who went last time. So we got a group of about 8 or 10 of us, I think it was, and off we went. So we went down to Brixton, pretty easy to find, just turn left at the KFC and walk down there, and it's on the left-hand side. We were sat upstairs, which was very nice, sort of on a big banquette type table, and we had ordered a lot of different things, so there wasn't a lot of sharing going on this one, so I didn't get to try a lot of things, though there were some interesting things that were ordered for the table, ordered on our table, sorry. So from a starter's point of view, people had the beef tataki, which was thin sliced sirloin, done almost carpaccio. It was just barely cooked on the outside. The inside was practically raw, which looked really good and got a very good feedback. The chicken karage, which was deep fried marinated chicken thighs, that also had a very good write-up. I'd have liked to have tried those, but they were gone too quickly. The electric eel, which is smoked eel with sancho pepper, didn't get quite such a good write-up. I'm not sure it's quite what the person who ordered it expected. But still pretty good. And then the other thing which I thought was very interesting, which I would have quite liked to try because I've never had it before, was the KFJ, which is jackfruit in a crispy coating with Nanban secret seasoning served with honey miso mayo. It looked very nice, but again, it got wolfed down before I could get my chopsticks over there. All these selfish people. So, what did I have? So I shared some Angry Birds with my friend who had been before and said really, really good things. He's quite a chicken wing connoisseur, so when he says something's good, I have a tendency to believe him. So these are crispy deep-fried chicken wings with Scotch bonnet honey ponzu sauce and seafood sawdust. Now, I'd been warned that they were super hot, and I'm not a particularly spicy person, so I ordered it knowing that, you know, maybe I wouldn't like them. They were warmish. Definitely you eat them and there's a burn-in phase, so you eat them and you think, oh, that's fine, and then they do get fairly hot, but not hot enough, you know, to make my eyes run or, you know, make me cry and want to go and drink milk in the you know, whilst sobbing and rocking like some hot wings have. I thought they were very good. The chap I shared them with who had had them before said that they weren't as good as previous, mainly around the fact that the Scotch bonnet sauce just seemed to have been plopped on the top, whereas last time the amount of sauce we got with, or they got rather, was much more generous and coated on all the wings. So that was quite interesting. It would be quite nice to see what it's like when they're at their best. I like them a lot. And then after that, we went and had ramen, because that's pretty much the Japanese soul comfort food. Lots of people had different things, so I went for the pretty standard. So I went for the Kumamoto pork ramen, which is thin noodles in nose-to-tail pork broth with garlic chips, burnt garlic oil, pork belly, tea pickled eggs, and pickled mushroom greens. Now, I actually thought that it was very nice, but I thought the broth was a little bit stingy. Normally, when it arrives in those bowls, the bowl is absolutely full, and you're almost scared to dip your spoon in case it tips everything over the edge. This, I would say the broth was less than half full, you know, and everything was, you know, all the additions were well out of the was well out of the broth, which I thought was a little bit of a shame. But flavour wise, it was really good. The pork was delicious. Everything else that came with it was really nice. I was really impressed with the egg. I thought that was really excellent. So other things I did get to try was the lamb tan tan men, which is thin noodles in chili sesame broth with Sichuan spiced lamb mince, roast lamb neck fillet, red onion, Chinese leaf, parmesan and ground sesame. That was really nice. I thought that was probably better than the one that I had. But the one that really stood out, I didn't get to try any of the meat, but I tried the sauce, was the Lazy Goat Tsukumen. Again, excuse me if there are any Japanese speakers listening to this as my awful pronunciation, which is spicy dipping ramen with succulent braised off-the-bone goat in a rich curry broth garnished with half a tea pickled egg, seafood sawdust, fried shallots and Scotch bonnet pickled bamboo shoots. So I actually didn't have that because it had two chilies next to it and I was worried that it might be a little bit hot for me. But actually, as someone who isn't a huge fan of spicy food, my tolerance of spice has gone down quite significantly. You know, I find, you know, if I go for a curry, a Madras is way too hot. You know, sometimes even the Danzac or a Jalfrezi, which can be very mixed, I often don't risk those because I find them to be a bit spicy as well. So just to give you a sort of level for what's too hot for me. I found that fine. I could have quite happily eaten a whole one. So don't let the number of chilies put you off. Also, if you're a real chili head, you may want to ask them to amp it up a bit or for some chili oil. The one that I didn't try, which I thought looked really interesting, was the leopard tsukumen, which is a very rich chili sesame pork broth, dipping ramen with burnt garlic oil, pork belly, scotch bonnet, pickled bamboo shoots, garlic chips, parmesan and tea, pickled egg, which did look very delicious, but that was at the far end of the table and my arms are only so long, unfortunately, so I can't let you know how it was. So all in all, I thought it was excellent. I don't think it would be worth the special trip down from Camden, where I live, even though it's relatively easy to get down there. There is certainly a place in Brixton I will make a special trip for, but I think there are quite a few decent ramen places around London right now, and obviously you only have to just have to pop into Soho for tonkotsu or bone daddies. I think it's probably not worth travelling the extra distance, but if you do live south of the river or you pass through Brixton, I think it's probably worthwhile stopping off on the way home and giving it a go. If you do go, or you have been and you really like it and you think that I'm wrong and it's absolutely worth travelling down the length of the Northern Line 4 or the Victoria Line, please let me know. You can reach me at tibblenibbles@gmail.com. That's TIBBLENIBBLES @gmail.com. Or you can reach me on Twitter at tibblenibbles, which is at TIBBLENIBBLES. So let me know what you think, and be ready for episode 8. Where I go with a group of friends and we have two tables at Pick You Company in the city. Hope to see you then.